eagles and dells, we come marching along. Cotton mill carnival, 10,000 strong. Lucky Lancashire lads, the handsomest girls, delight as they dance with their reels and their twirls. Back of the brow, from east and from west, we're out on a Monday in our Sunday best. Hot August sunshine, clear cloudless sky, people are cheering as we pass them by. Singing liberty, unity, suffrage for all. These are our colors, as white as the tall. Gold from the sun and the blue from the sky. Sewn on our silks, with our banners held high. Our conduct today casts shadows of shame on powerful men who would blacken our name. Give them no provocation, not by word or by deed. If they come to arrest us, let them do it in peace. Carry no weapons, just your conscience approved, and the hope that our fortunes will soon be improved. When a rabble or mob, we march for reform. From our labors today, let the struggle be born. Singing liberty, unity, suffrage for all. These are our colors, as white as the tall. Gold from the sun and the blue from the sky. Sewn on our silks, with our banners held high. Women reformers in their dazzling white, they come out to join us, it's a beautiful sight. And the poor Irish weavers are so keen to meet us. They come out of their houses, we're bound for St. Peter's. We fall in formation as the bugler sounds. A silence impressive descends on the crowd. The multitudes open, receive us with cheers. After all our endeavors, we're finally here. Singing liberty, unity, suffrage for all. These are our colors, as white as they're tall. Gold from the sun and the blue from the sky. Sewn on our silks, with our banners.
Sound there of Quiet Loner from the Battle for the Ballot CD, Banners Held High.
Tories out! Now! Tories out! Now!
As you can hear on Sunday Gone, that's the 29th of September, there was a demo in Manchester at the first day of the Tory conference organised by the People's Assembly. Now, considering the weather, I think perhaps the previous track on the album, namely Manchester Rain, might have been a bit more appropriate. Nevertheless, despite us being pissed on from a great height, and not just by the Tories either, up to 5,000 people demonstrated in Manchester against Tory austerity, racism and inaction on climate change. The march started on Oxford Road. There was a lively march through Manchester, ending marching down Deansgate, the scene of Extinction Rebellion's Northern Rebellion at the end of August, beginning of September. Certainly brought back some memories for me, not just because in both cases Deansgate was totally devoid of traffic, despite normally being one of the busiest and most polluted roads in Manchester. Now, at the very end of the road, near the church, was the open air rally, at which one of the speakers was Dan from the People's Assembly.
Thank you, Manchester. Thank you for coming out here today in this pouring rain, because it's in these spaces, this sort of place, where we realise our strength, what we can achieve as a united movement. It's in these spaces that we can make the demands for a world rooted in social justice and equality for all. It's in these spaces that we can reinvigorate ourselves, prepare ourselves for the struggle against our class enemies. And in that conference that we just walked by, our enemies, the elites, will be doing the same, plotting how to keep us down, plotting how to keep us in our place. And they'll label us, they'll degrade us, they will call us extremists, they will call us the radicalized. Extreme because we want a fully funded and publicly owned NHS. Because we want council houses and an end to homelessness. Because we want our mothers to have their pensions at a time that they were promised. They will call us extreme because we want the elderly taken care of. Because we want our children to be in fully funded schools with full bellies. But let me tell you this, there is no greater act of terror, nothing more extreme than those people sitting in that conference hall, sipping their champagne, eating their caviar, plotting how to fatten the pockets of the 1%, while hundreds of thousands die through austerity, and while 4 million people live in poverty, children live in poverty. They are the extremists. Never let them tell you that you're the extreme ones. Conservatism, neoliberalism, the economic system that brutalises our communities, that is extremism. So where do we go from here? There's not a single thing any person in Manchester, Newcastle, London or the rest of the UK will gain from a Boris Johnson government. Not a single thing they will gain from any Tory in that conference or any Tory MP sat on a Tory bench. Now they'll claim to speak for the 52%, but they're wrong, because the divide in this country has never been between those who voted Leave and Remain. That's their squabble. It's a squabble between the Eton mess, the bullying and bullshitters about how to satisfy the greed of the powerful. And whether we remain or leave in the European Union, our people, they deserve a new deal. Our children deserve hope and prosperity. So let's leave here reinvigorated for the fights to come, and let's get them out. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Hey! Ho!
Dan there from the People's Assembly. Apologies for the background noise. I mean, you don't exactly need Michael Fish to tell you that as well as raining, it was pretty damn windy in Manchester on the day.
Johnson's got to go!
Anyway, the Tories had tried to take the heat off ahead of the conference by promising the biggest hospital building programme in a generation, which in the end turned out to be nothing more than the revamping of six hospitals. So it was kind of apt that one of the speakers there was Dr. Louise Irvine from the Health Campaigns Together and Keep Our NHS Public.
And next up we have Dr. Louise Irvine, who's representing Health Campaigns Together and Keep Our NHS Public. Thank you, Ramona, and thank you everyone for still being here in the rain. I'm an NHS GP, I've been a GP for 30 years, and I see firsthand every day the impact of austerity and poverty and cuts on my patients. I see the way the NHS has been brought to its knees, and I know another 5 years of the Tory government will destroy our NHS from underfunding, understaffing, cuts and privatisation. NHS a big election issue for him. He is running his own election campaign already. You're seeing him almost every day in hospitals. There's photographs of him talking about how much money he's going to put into the NHS. We know this is lies, and we know we can take apart those claims. But what worries me is that perhaps some people out there actually believe him. And I think we cannot be complacent. We need to toxify even more, toxify the Tories on the NHS. We need to expose their lies. We need to get out there and talk to our friends, our neighbours, our family, our workmates, and challenge this and undermine it and say Boris Johnson is a liar. He will not save the NHS. It will be worse. What we need is a government with a programme that is committed to genuinely, properly funding the NHS, genuinely ensuring that there are adequate staff, and genuinely ending privatisation by making it once again a public service. We need to get out and fight for that vision of the NHS we want. Party are going to make to claim that they are the party of NHS. So I ask you all, please join, keep our NHS public. If you look at the internet, you'll find the website. And if you're a member of a union branch or CLP, please affiliate to Health Campaigns Together. We will give you all the facts, all the arguments, all the materials, everything you need to get out and campaign for the NHS in the coming general election. So please do that. Thank you.
And on that note, going back to the music with the sound of China Shop Bull, NHS.
Post-war, there are some clowns that try to sell off what the taxpayers paid for. justifiably signed for on paper. Stamped on and sold off to the private sector.
You're an HS, get shot in the knees. To sit to a stand, it's crisis at hand. The global demand that has planted the seeds. So stop what they plan, it's a service not a brand. You're an HS, get shot in the knees. To sit to a stand, it's crisis at hand. The corporate demand that has planted the seeds. So stop what they plan, it's a service not a brand.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, anything of interest to socialists in Chesterfield area. Now, coming Monday, 7th of October, kicks off the Extinction Rebellion, International Rebellion or Autumn Rebellion in central London. This is going on till Saturday, 19th of October, during which we'll peacefully shut down all roads into Westminster in central London and non-violently disrupt the government until our leaders agree to take emergency action now. Other non-violent actions will target corporations, ministries and infrastructure that maintain our toxic system. Each rebellion site has a theme, and the theme for the East of England and the Midlands site, including Chesterfield, is love, which will model the regenerative culture of Extinction Rebellion. There will, of course, be music, poetry, arts and talks. Coming Tuesday, 8th of October, Chesterfield Stand Up to Racism has its public meeting on End the Hostile Environment for Migrants and Refugees, No to Racist Division in Society, with Joan Pons LaPlana, a campaigner for EU citizens' rights in UK, Maxine Bowler from Stand Up to Racism and a Care for Calais volunteer, and Zara Ahmed of the Chesterfield Muslim Welfare Association. Doors open at 7 p.m. for refreshments in the Chesterfield Market Halls, with the meeting starting at 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, 9th of October, Chesterfield Extinction Rebellion has the first Chesterfield die-in. To take part in this, meet at 5:15 p.m. in Chesterfield Market Square outside the Sorbo Lounge. Then on Saturday, 12th of October, it's Trade Union Day at the Extinction Rebellion International Rebellion in London. Hopefully there'll be a coach there from places in Derbyshire, including Chesterfield, for a day trip on the day. On Thursday, 17th of October, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be the Black History Month meeting. This is at 7 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the Cafe Browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. Then Saturday, October 19th, as well as being the final day of Extinction Rebellion's International Rebellion in London, will also be the Stand Up to Racism International Conference in central London. Finally, on Saturday 27th of October, there's the annual Gaza fundraising dinner at Whittington Moor Methodist Church from 7:30 p.m. Tickets are £15 of your wage, £10 of your own wage, £5 for children under 16 or £3 for kids under 5. to reserve a place, email genie.rob48@gmail.com. That's genie.rob48@gmail.com.
Wherever you are on the left, the red guard will tell you where it's at.
Under the soil every Wednesday from now on. We can change the method weekly to keep everyone happy. Whoa. We can take a boat out to the Falklands and bury her at sea. Whoa. We could burn her, then freeze her, then stuff her or something. And when we find a leader, we could get NASA to sponsor her and then fire her into the sun. She'll bring us together in death when in life she never did. She said there was no such thing as society. Well, turns out there is. We just need a divisive death to be on to a winning streak. So come on, let's bury Thatcher every week. I don't want it to end, I don't want it to end. It's like the Olympics all over again. I don't want it to end, I don't want it to end. Like Apollo 13 multiplied by 10.
That's Apollo 130.
I don't want it to end, I don't want it to end. It's the perfect mix of anger and pride. We haven't had this much fun since Lady Diana died. So let's bury Margaret Thatcher 52 times every year. And all of Britain's problems will dissolve and disappear. It might seem a little morbid, but if we had our way,
let's bury Thatcher every week.
Now, tore it out.
The sound there of Johnny and the Baptists. Johnny and the Baptists, let's bury Thatcher.
What do we want?
Tore it out.
Now on Sunday gone. The demo in Manchester was those wanting to bury the government that's continuing Thatcher's legacy, namely the bloody Tory government under Boris Johnson.
Hey, hey,
hey,
ho, ho!
And striking about the demos against the Tories, every pun intended, including the one on Sunday, is the large presence of trade unionists carrying union flags, placards and banners. And trade unionists were not just on the march, but also present on the stage of the rally. Notably workers currently out on strike, like Michelle, a union rep at Blackpool Victoria Hospital.
we have a woman, she's a domestic from Blackpool Victoria Hospital. She's a Unison rep, and she's here today to speak on behalf of the strikers in that hospital. Michelle.
Hello everyone, I'm Michelle. I'm a domestic at Blackpool Victoria Hospital, and I'm the Unison rep. The company that we work for is Compass, a multi-million pound company that are boasting that they are £1.7 billion in profit, and that is due to them paying their staff peanuts. We have two members of staff working in the NHS doing the same job but on different rates of pay. One on minimum wage, the other on agenda for change pay, with time and a half, double time on a Sunday, sick pay, enhanced holidays. Yet our staff, they just get minimum wage, no sick pay, no nothing. So it's bad enough that we have a private company in our NHS, but for them to pay the staff peanuts while they're making all that profit is downright disgusting. We've just completed our third round of strike action to get our staff equal pay, because we're one NHS, one pay. The same job, same pay. That is what our staff deserve, and that is what we're going to carry on fighting for. And we're not going to stop. Compass don't seem to want to negotiate with us anymore, but we're not backing down. Our strikers stand out on them picket lines, proud, in Blackpool, Wiston Hospital, St Helens. They're the three sites that are in dispute with this multi-million pound company. And we're not going anywhere until we get what we want. One NHS, one pay. Same job, same pay. So please support our strikers. Thank you.
And also those balloting for strike action, like post office worker Andrew Cobley in the CWU union.
Next up we have a speaker from a real fighting union. You've probably heard they're about to, well, they're balloting the members at the moment for industrial action. So we have one of the national executive members of the CWU, Andrew Cobley.
Greetings and solidarity from the CWU and Dave Ward. Yes, we are postal workers, we are a fighting union, we represent our members, we have gate meetings face to face with our members, and that is what has happened over the last month. We are in dispute with an employer, and it's no different to what is going on with this unelected government. It's self-centred greed that is going on, people looking after themselves, and this is what exactly what is happening in Royal Mail and the companies in the postal group. We are now not tolerating this any longer. Boris Johnson and his unelected cronies are exactly the same as what Royal Mail has brought in. A CEO has been brought in to bust up and destroy the trade union and the great Royal Mail service to the public. And we, as postal workers, are not going to allow this to happen. This is... You might look at the 31st of October as a historic day. Forget about that. Look at the 15th of October. Because I tell you what, this CWU union is going to deliver an unprecedented, massive ballot result, bowling turnout, I would say in the 90s, for industrial action. That shows you how angry postal workers are, and we are not having it. So put that date in your diary. My dad was a postal worker, a proud trade unionist, and he wouldn't allow this to happen. And our union is going to stand and fight. Look out for the 15th of October. We are on the rise. CWU.
So let's hope they deliver the strike. And on that note, going back to the music with the sound of the V Faction. Union man, proletarian man.
I was just 16. you gotta join your union.
Union man.
Be a proud proletarian. Everybody join the union.
Union man.
Be a proud proletarian.
Come on
out. Everybody.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, tonight there's going to be heavy rain all night, getting down to 10 degrees, and I'm afraid tomorrow's not going to be much better at all. It's going to start with heavy rain, perhaps turning to heavy rain showers, and then in the afternoon to light rain showers. Maximum temperature 15 degrees. Feeling cooler in the moderate breeze. Dropping down to 9 degrees overnight into Monday. Monday may start dry very first thing, but light rain soon going to move in and going to be there near enough all day. Maximum temperature 13 degrees with a moderate breeze. For those travelling down to London for the Extinction Rebellion, International Rebellion, Monday's again going to see light rain on and off throughout the day. Slightly less breezy, going to be a gentle breeze, and slightly warmer, maximum 14 degrees. Well, London is often warmer than up here. Here in Chesterfield, getting down to 10 degrees overnight into Tuesday. In London, getting down to 13 degrees. In Chesterfield, Tuesday's going to start dry with sunny intervals, but in the afternoon, light rain showers are going to move in, although there are going to be some sunny intervals as well. Maximum temperature 15 degrees with a moderate breeze. For those in London, it's going to be mostly dry with sunny spells, with only perhaps the odd shower. Maximum temperature again 15 degrees, again with a moderate breeze. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, dropping down to 8 degrees in Chesterfield, 10 degrees in London. Wednesday, both Chesterfield and London are going to be dry with sunny intervals. Maximum temperature of 15 up here in Chesterfield, maximum of 13 degrees here in Chesterfield, slightly higher at 15 degrees down in London. Both areas having the moderate breeze. Chesterfield getting down to 9 degrees overnight, London 10 degrees. Thursday, it's going to be cloudy but dry in both Chesterfield and London. Maximum of 15 degrees, both in Chesterfield and London, what do you believe? Both areas are going to have a moderate breeze. Getting down overnight into Friday to 12 degrees in Chess, 13 degrees in London. Friday here in Chesterfield starts grotty with light rain, clearing up early in afternoon, getting up to 15 degrees with a fresh breeze. London sees light rain on and off, maximum of 17 degrees. Slightly less breezy with a moderate breeze. So, in conclusion, autumn is with us wherever in the country you are. And the outlook for next Saturday onwards is changeable. Remaining autumnal, both here and in London. However, staying in the mid-teens during the daytime and staying not far below 10 degrees in Chesterfield and in double figures in London overnight. So all in all, autumn is here, but winter is not yet with us yet. So thank Gaia for small mercies.
Radio Resistance, sun rahe.
Lost is Babylon's history, its art and literature razed. Gone are its ancient symbols, its hanging gardens ablaze. You may revel in glory, count your pots of gold. But babies are dead and dying. They will never grow old. They will never grow old. How many more must suffer? How many more deceased to feed your insatiable ego? All those bombs were unleashed, vainer still and vainer, greedy, ostentatious and proud. Pride precedes a fall, and your fall from grace will be loud. Your fall from grace will be loud. You still deny your victims. You turn your head away. You who have no regrets will one day be made to pay. This once mighty nation, for whom you became a whore, is ravaged by tribal conflict, a state of perpetual war.
Well, in the interests of political bias, a song about a previous Labour leader, well, sort of. That was David Erdos and the Choir from the Not In Our Name CD, Blare of Wars and Glory. Now, on the subject of Iraq.
At least 20 people have been killed in Iraq after the government launched a violent crackdown on a mass protest movement. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at protesters in cities across Iraq who are demonstrating against corruption and poverty. At least 400 people have been injured.
Well, so much for the 2003 war on Iraq, instigated by US President George W. Bush and backed to the hilt by UK Prime Minister Tory Blair, being a war of liberation. And the deadly repression, which Saddam Hussein would have been proud of, ain't the only way in which the regime change there has been an epic fail.
Youth unemployment is at 25%, and, although Iraq has the fourth largest oil reserves in the world, much of its population lives in poverty, without decent health care, education, or power and water supply.
Yet, the West, notably US President Donald Tinky Trump, seem hell-bent on war with Iran. So it was timely that, on Sunday, at the Manchester rally, following the march against the Tory party conference, one of the speakers was Lindsay German from Stop the War.
Our next speaker is Lindsay German, convener of Stop the War Coalition.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for a fantastic turnout. I'm here to say one thing, that Boris Johnson represents everything that we hate. He represents everything that ordinary people hate, and he represents particularly what I'm going to talk about this afternoon. He represents war, and he represents Islamophobia. Corbyn, which means a Jeremy Corbyn government. Thank you very much.
So there you have it. And on that note, going back to the music with the sound of Johnny H. Jazz. I Don't Want to Be a Hero. Johnny H. Jazz there, I Don't Want to Be a Hero. I don't know, I'd kind of like to be like Greta Thunberg. Anyway, that's about all we've got time for this week here at Radio Resistance, so over to you. If you've been on strike, if you've been on a demonstration, or if you've been to a meeting, maybe you'd like to send us a report, brownie points if you can record some audio and get it to us, or at least get us a link to where the audio is online. Or maybe you'd like to comment on Radio Resistance, maybe you'd like to comment on what's happening in the news, in the world of politics at the moment. Maybe you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing. Either which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at Radio Resistance. Sorry, you can email us at studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. Or you can contact us by Facebook. Just follow the link from our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. Or at www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. www.thegoldenhill.com. Now, this will be the last broadcast for a couple of weeks. There'll be no broadcast next weekend because I'm... Because the staff of Radio Resistance are otherwise occupied, i.e. in London. But anyway, I'm going to sign off now with a track that I'm going to dedicate to Chris of Renishaw. Sorry to hear about the bummer news on the health front, Chris. I'm wishing you a speedy recovery, as is everyone here at Radio Resistance. Anyway, I know you like Steve White and Protest Family, so I'm going to sign off with this one for you, Chris. Victoria says,
fruitcakes, loonies, closet racists, let's take this analysis back to basics. Let's talk about UKIP in a dispassionate way. Let's talk about UKIP and what they say. Godfrey Bloom, for example, said women are sluts, clean behind your fridges, ladies, it's a must. Roger Helmer says that you can choose your sexuality, just like choosing milk and sugar in your tea. But Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, what happens when the renewable energy runs out? 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 Stuart Agnew said the babies get in the way. Julie Reed said that Islam has no place in the UK. Nigel Farage doesn't like the Romanians next door, or Polish speakers on the bus, or anyone poor. But Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, what happens when the renewable energy runs out? 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 Bill Etheridge thinks that gollywog dolls are okay. Paul Nuttall hates elephants, voted for the ivory trade. Sylvester gave a world gay weather from God's right hand. Godfrey Bloom, remember Godfrey, talked to Bongo Bongo Land. But Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, what happens when the renewable energy runs out?
happens when the renewable energy runs out. Fruitcakes, loonies, closet racists in the UK.
IP.
Fruitcakes, loonies, closet racists, and what they say.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Radio Resistance, Chesterfield.